supposed to be right back.
Sounds good. I think I can handle that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here at the start of the meeting, Alderman Albright, Alderman Lennon, Alderman Danberg, myself, Alderman Schnipper. There is one idea that's split into two docket items that are before us this evening. 196-07, Alderman Mansfield and Sangiello requesting rescission of 1999B speed humps of the revised ordinances of the City of Newton. 196-09(2), Public Safety and Transportation Committee requesting to broaden Section 1999 speed humps of the revised ordinances of the City of Newton to cover all vertical deflection, raised intersections, raised crosswalks, speed humps, and regardless of dimension. We're joined by Alderman Gentile. We have talked about this in committee at great length. And at our last go-round of it this fall, I suggested that it was my personal feeling that we needed to vote this up or down and see if it works. I would like to publicly thank President Lennon for the amount of additional work that he put into this with Clint, and were there others involved, Scott, or?
Shauna was helping us, yeah. It was really just to take some of the concerns that were talked about the last committee meeting
right.
and try to incorporate them into this.
Right. I read it carefully. I was very pleased. It's the kind of thing that I think you can't cover everything. You try it as it's established. If we're happy with it, it continues. If we're not happy with it, you rescind it. Susan, go right ahead.
I'm of approval.
Oh, I love it. Clint, is there anything more you wanted to say to us about this? I'm pleased. I mean, I personally think...
No, I think in general this is an update of an ordinance that's 23 years old. It tries to recognize that there may be other things to come relative to traffic calming and changing the design of the street to slow people down. It gives the board the ultimate authority to decide whether or not a location should receive something. And I think it gives staff some ability to screen requests and try to give... In the end, I think residents are realistic. It doesn't say that if you have a speeding problem, you're necessarily going to get some kind of traffic calming put in, but it says you have to demonstrate a certain problem before we're going to have a hearing and get people's hopes up and dedicate lots of staff time and that type of thing. So I would strongly encourage you to support this. I think it really updates an ordinance that's well out of date.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks. I only just wanted to say that from the last PF meeting that we had, even though under Section 3 we had already developed some standards to at least hear what a traffic calming presentation or petition would look mm-hmm. like, I think some of the concerns that colleagues had on the committee were really, so that's where we established number 4 that was here. So it gives the traffic council, even if it doesn't meet some of the criteria or one of the established criteria, it allows the board, some flexibility, as you'll see under item 1 under section 4. And then also there was some discussion in the committee last time about if there are, board orders, special permits where or another funding source that traffic calming is being considered. This would also at least be able to get a petitioner or someone who is discussing those things under a different funding source at least the ability to have a hearing before the traffic council. And again, everything that we discuss in terms of this will be passed by the full board. So it's really just making recommendations. Am I correct, Clint? That's yes. What we discussed.
I just have one question. What happens to all the things that have been approved so far, like Mill Street was approved? Do they have to go through this again?
I would say no, because it's already a docket item.
Okay.
Unless the board wants some kind of review or another look at things, then no.
That's good.
I think there's kind of a grandfather clause because whatever's already on the docket.
I would just like to state that although I support this and I am going to vote for it, the one missing piece, which is really missing, is a funding source. Mm-hmm. So that, but at least this is a step in the right direction, and hopefully at some point there will be a funding source, so a certain number of these can happen on a regular basis, because that's the problem with Mill Street. Everybody agrees it needs it, but there's no mechanism to fund it. Lenny, did you want to say something?
Well, no, I just wanted to be sure that I was clear on something. My concern or objection to this has always been that in Section 3 it talks about that traffic calming measures shall meet all of the following standards. And, I mean, there's four standards that need to be met. And I could just see many legitimate petitions that I've seen in the past that wouldn't meet all four of them. So that's why I've been reluctant to support it. Now, I appreciate the President's action in trying to address that. I'm curious as to what it means when it says, as directed by the Board of Aldermen via site plan approval.
Clint.
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples. Say, Chestnut Hill Square, the Board may direct the Traffic Council to take up a look at Florence Street, whether or not there should be a raised crosswalk along it, or maybe one side of it should be no parking because they're going to put a sidewalk on the north side. So the Board doesn't have the authority to do those types of things, but they could, through special permit conditions, say Traffic Council, take this up because this new development is going to change how the street is used and the amount of traffic on it. Newton North, another example, Traffic Council shall look at whether a traffic light should go in on Walnut Street, where it should go, how it should work, that type of thing. I think, or other board action, I guess that's just trying to anticipate the unanticipated.
But if there's a petition, if there's an issue in my ward and, you know, some constituents bring to me, you know, a problem that they have and would like to try and get certain traffic calming measures implemented, I don't really have it. I can't, as an individual, get that in front of the Traffic Council, no matter how legitimate I may think that it is.
Well, what you would get is the city would do a traffic count. We would try to determine whether or not your constituents think there's a problem. We would try to determine if that's really the case. Are people speeding? Are there so many cars a day going down the street? So we would return that information to your constituents. So we wouldn't just say, no, you know, your street doesn't meet it. We would actually go out and do the counts to determine. But it's possible that the answer would be no, they don't get a hearing. But they would get some feedback that we did study it.
Scott?
I was always in response to that as well. Like, for instance, we're doing a lot of Chapel Street right now. We're trying to find some traffic calming measures. And we haven't formally docketed anything. We don't know exactly what could be done there. But Clint has, and Jim have taken the opportunity to put the rubber tires out. I mean, the counters, just to kind of come back and see, you know, if it warrants what it is about some of the complaints that I'm hearing about. So, you know, there is the possibility, but if it meets all of these, that would probably move forward. If not, we'll have to try to figure out there are other traffic calming measures that could be accomplished that aren't necessarily some sort of raised deflection or speed hump or some other things that we can do. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be something raised. And then on point four, I think that there's already a minimum criteria established for a raised for the implementation of a crosswalk. It's submitted to the Public Works for review. So one of the things that we were talking about was that everyone may feel that, you know, a particular intersection that wouldn't even be considered for a regular crosswalk probably wouldn't be considered for something raised. That's why we said it should at least go through the first round of meeting the minimum criteria for the implementation of a painted crosswalk. And if it didn't meet that, then it would be a candidate for a raised crosswalk. That was something else, I think, that was discussed in the committee meeting. So we added that in there.
For the record, we were joined by Alderman Crossley.
But this is still a rather significant change, and it's just a matter of philosophy as to how you feel or what you think your job is up here. I think denying to the people the opportunity you know, to have this thing aired out and have a hearing, I think that that's a mistake. And with all due respect, I understand the importance of counts and everything else, but, you know, we also know our areas of the city and know if there's a legitimate problem that maybe isn't reflected necessarily in those criteria, and to not have the ability to get your constituents a hearing, I think that members of the board will regret that at some point. So I'm still not comfortable with the change.
So,
Susan,
I would just add that we can always come back and amend this if we think it's too restrictive. It's probably a good place to start, though. So that would be my recommendation, to start here and see what happens and come back and amend it if we don't like it.
Vicki?
And I would add to that if you don't agree with something, there is an appeal. There's an appeal process that can be appealed to the board.
Okay. Lyle?
Can I just clarify something? It says
use the appeals process.
That's what I was puzzled by, because, for instance, in the real property reuse committee we were going to go to shortly, there is a, you can waive the, some of the standards by 2/3 vote. There is no appeal, seems to me, from the fact that you can't get in front of the traffic council. If you're in the traffic council and you have an action taken, there is an appeal to the board for that. But this is setting up an eligibility requirement. So I think there's a distinction that needs to be clarified.
I understood that there was an appeal process for the eligibility. If that's not correct, then what?
I'd feel better if there were. I don't think there is.
I don't think there was not for this.
I don't think so. It's just sort of the way I read it. The other question I had is...
Wait, can we get that clarified? It's a yes or a no?
It says you could appeal it by board action, but it would be more than... I think that implies a majority vote of the board, not just one alderman.
Where did the word appeal show up in this ordinance?
Well, it says you can bypass the criteria under number 4
okay.
under certain conditions. So that's effectively an appeal when you set the criteria aside.
Well, where is that?
Item number 4. The traffic council shall hear site-specific requests even if the above thresholds for hearing eligibility are not met under one of the following conditions. Yeah. So you do have it built in there.
It's not what we would customarily consider an appeal around here. An appeal is traffic council or whatever, or staff, makes a decision, and people then have the right to appeal it to the board. And,
yes.
You know, whether it's right or wrong, I mean, we all have different opinions, but the fact is that is not going to exist. Okay? A person cannot appeal it directly to the board. It'd have to be some board action.
Yes.
Can I just clarify?
Sure.
As I read that language, I assume that other board action would mean that someone who had a concern about an item that didn't meet the threshold criteria would have to docket an item and would have to come to assume public safety or public facilities, depending on which committee is appropriate, and then the board would have to vote to send it to traffic council. Is that a fair understanding of what the or other board action means? Because site plan approval and special permits, I understand.
Right.
There are various conditions in that, but this is... Just so that everybody's clear on the process, I just want to be...
We do have reuse coming in here 10 minutes ago. So. I'm sorry, Lyle, are you finished?
Well, I just want to be clear on that. The other question is, it does say the above thresholds for hearing eligibility are not met. That's for all items or just for the raised crosswalks? Clint, is that an intention to be that either item 1, 2, or 3 could be heard by board? In other words, the exception for board action is for any of these things, not just
that's
for
the way I would read
for any of the.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear about that too, because I wasn't.
Marcus?
Yeah, I would think we would need some specificity around what board action is. We ran into that with traffic council appeals that go to,
Could that the board action be defined administratively as opposed to in the ordinance? I mean, could we set what that means administratively?
The ordinance basically, excuse me if I can respond, I think the ordinance says these are the minimum criteria to even get in the game. And I don't think you can set that aside administratively. I think that's something to define. You have to define it in the ordinance.
So how does defining what board action means?
Well, as this is phrased, I assume it means a vote of the Board of Aldermen in some model. It's not clear what that model is. The site plan approval and the special permit is clear. The other board action is not. And it may be that it's rare enough that you don't need to worry about it, but I just want to point out.
We did talk about various board actions when we met together, though, Clint, but we didn't specify it in here, if I remember correctly. We're trying to give enough mechanisms to bring something forward.
The legal implication of board action, as I understand it, is a majority vote of the board.
You have to get there first.
So,
the board.
Well, anything can be docketed, so it would have to be. It would be docketed. Okay. You know, the intent is to not open the floodgates, I guess, so to speak, to get 100 petitions for speed humps. That there's certain criteria you've got to meet before you get in the door. I think that the flip side of that is you may have some people that feel they should have a hearing and don't get one. But we're also trying not to have a hearing and get people's hopes up when they really, chances of them getting some kind of traffic calming are relatively small.
Okay, well, there is a motion on the floor. If it is not... does not get a positive vote, then we can either come back and hold it for more clarification or, you know, let's see where it goes.
So before we vote, would it make sense to amend that or other board action to say or other board action as docketed to the Public Safety Committee or, I mean, be specifying the language of the ordinance? Would that make sense to
speak? I think that's a question I'd have to ask a lot of departments if they feel.
Board
action is not.
I know you don't want to, but I'm happy to continue working on this with Clint and look
okay,
at.
Okay, then let's
people want, Clint, I know, but I'm saying if there's questions around, people want to clarify specificity. I want a clear understanding of what it is that people want. I hear a concern about appeal process. I hear a concern about, defining what board action is. We specifically took the concerns from the last committee meeting and met and talked about them, and we felt that we addressed them in here. Sounds like we didn't, accomplish everything. So I would anticipate that if people have concerns or questions, that they could let us know specifically what they are. I hear two things here, but at some point in time, we're going to get off the pot.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would have one other, since you're going to be doing this, and again, I might be missing it, but traffic calming measures, do we have that specifically spelled out somewhere as to what a traffic calming measure is?
There are many. I mean, one of the reasons to leave it somewhat open is that it keeps evolving.
All right, so for instance, is a do not enter during certain hours, is that a traffic calming measure?
No.
Why? Is that not considered?
Doesn't slow people down.
Because traffic calming is defined as something you do to the design of the road.
Okay, so it's some kind of a physical alteration to the road.
Yes.
All right, so that should be clear because, like, for instance, I mean, my good friends from Ward 2 are here. Some of the stuff that's been docketed around North, I mean, I think it would be unfortunate if people didn't get a hearing because they didn't meet all these criteria, okay? And I know you're trying to, for instance, prohibit people, I think, going up Dexter during certain hours, but that's not considered traffic calming.
No.
Right, but, sorry, Lane.
That's all right.
I thought you were done. I was only going to say because the docket item itself was to broaden vertical deflection in the docket item. We say raised intersections, raised crosswalks, and speed humps regardless of dimensions. There are other traffic calming mechanisms that aren't causing vertical. So we were trying to address what it said.
I think Clint, he says a physical change to the road.
And that's why this item is here and not in public safety.
We really do need to, I'm going to ask that we move hold on this. Susan, are you okay with that? We've got to let reuse come in.
No, I just clarified though that I think the point is the definition. I didn't know if B refers back to a definition of traffic calm, if it does have a solvable agenda of problems, but in the drafting process, we need to clarify that.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, appeal process and define what board action is. Is there
and
anything?
Define traffic calming. So that people won't think it's a stop sign.
Is there anything else?
Can't think of it.
Alderman Johnson, do you? No.
Right.
I didn't know if you had something else.
No, I'm off that.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor to hold. Those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you very much.